Jesus teaches we must not approach God as one who is aloof and unconcerned about us. Quite the contrary, we approach Him as a loving child approaches a loving father. Oh, I wish I knew how to pray. The prayers of Jesus seem so real and full of meaning as He talks to God. I wish someone would teach me how to pray. It was thoughts like these which prompted the apostles to come to Jesus with the petition, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples. In response to their request, Jesus gave the model prayer, saying, After this manner, therefore, pray ye. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Visitors to the city of Jerusalem always make a journey to the Mount of Olives. Located just across the Kidron Valley to the east of Jerusalem, its summit affords a beautiful panoramic view of the City of Peace. On top of the Mount of Olives, the tourist will be taken to a certain building. Inside, on the walls of the building, one will see the model prayer written in many different languages of the world, each framed in a lovely border. The building has been erected over the spot where tradition indicates Jesus and His disciples were when He gave them the model prayer. Well might the occasion be memorialized, since no equal passage of Scripture teaches so much about how to pray as does the model prayer that Jesus gave. The model prayer is recorded two times in the gospel records. It is to be found in Matthew chapter 6, verses 9 through 15, in the portion of the Sermon on the Mount which deals with Jesus' teaching on the subject of prayer. It is also recorded in Luke chapter 11, verses 1 through 13, where it is associated with other teachings on prayer. Now, Matthew simply records that this teaching on prayer was set in the midst of Jesus' teaching on many subjects in His Sermon on the Mount. He does not say what called forth this particular theme in Jesus' sermon. Luke is more informative. Luke indicates that the disciples heard Jesus as He prayed. They were so impressed with His prayer that when He ceased, they came to Him with the request, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples. In response to their request, Jesus gave this model by which all prayer may be fashioned. The disciples felt a great need to be taught how to pray. Out of their sense of need came their request. They knew that men should pray. They knew that they did not know how to pray effectively. They knew John the Baptist had given his disciples instruction in how to pray. They knew that Jesus knew how to pray effectively. They had often heard Him. But they believed that Jesus would be willing to help them in their prayer life. Hence they came with the request, Lord, teach us to pray. Do you feel the need of instruction in how to pray? You should, for the Bible clearly states that each believer needs help in prayer. Romans 8:26 reads, Likewise the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Did you catch the statement, We do not know what we should pray for, as we ought. It is this very limitation which makes it imperative that we receive help in prayer. For this reason, Jesus gave the model prayer to guide us. The brevity of the model prayer is surprising. In our familiar King James Version, the prayer has only 66 words. It is composed of only 6 sentences. It contains only 7 petitions. The prayer can be read without haste in less than 30 seconds. It is surprisingly brief. Perhaps this should say something to us about long prayers. Jesus plainly told us that no one is heard for His much speaking. Perhaps we should heed the injunction to let our words be few when we are before the Lord. He is not impressed with our elocution. The model prayer is also marked by its simplicity. Its vocabulary is so ordinary that a child will feel at ease reciting it. Its words are short and simple. Of the 66 words of the prayer, 50 of them have only one syllable, 13 have 2 syllables, and only 3 have as many as 3 syllables. It is expressed in the words of daily life of common people. The structure of the sentences are very simple. The longest sentence is in the doxology by which the prayer ends, and it reads, "For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever." Otherwise, mark the brevity and simplicity of such petitions as, "Hallowed be thy name," or "Thy kingdom come," or "Give us this day our daily bread." Yes, Jesus teaches by example as by precept that petitions do not have to be long and complicated in order to be meaningful before God. Behold the simplicity of the model prayer. Examine also the petitions of the model prayer. Observe how direct and specific they are. The verbs ask the Lord to give, forgive, lead. There is no beating around the bush with these petitions. Observe, too, that the petitions are addressed to God as a Father. Jesus teaches we must not approach God as one who is aloof and unconcerned about us. Quite the contrary, we approach Him as a loving child approaches a loving father. No need to use impressive adjectives to address Him. There is no better address than "Our Father." Try this approach to God, being fully aware of what you're saying, and watch your prayer life take on new meaning and delight. The petitions in the model prayer are varied in subject matter. Three relate to God. They deal with reverence to God, "Hallowed be thy name," the kingdom of God, "Thy kingdom come," and the will of God, "Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." These three petitions are related to three great Christian graces, faith, hope, and love. Faith says, "Hallowed be thy name, he is worthy our worship." Hope says, "Thy kingdom come, for his kingdom is coming as he has promised." Love says, "Thy will be done, for his will is our loving delight." Herein is embraced the full scope of Christian devotion to God. Four petitions of the prayer relates to the needs of men. Of these four manward petitions, one has to do with his physical needs and three with his spiritual needs. Concerning the body of man, we pray, "Give us this day our daily bread." Concerning the sins of man, we pray, "Forgive our debts as we forgive our debtors." Concerning the trials of man, we pray, "Lead us not into temptation." Concerning the perils of man, we pray, "Deliver us from evil." In these four petitions, there is embraced the totality of man's needs. The model prayer concludes with an appropriate doxology. Considering that God is a Father who is worthy of highest reverence, who is bringing His kingdom into the world, whose will is being executed in heaven and earth, and who is at the same time the provider of daily sustenance, the forgiver of our sins, the guard over our lives, and our protector from the evil one, it is appropriate that we conclude our prayer to Him with this doxology of praise. "For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen."